Taking a little break from studying and looking at Lilith95's Childhood Nostalgia Questionnaire, which is actually kind of interesting. Well, I think she's the one who did it anyway. Listened to most of it, and I likes it, so I'm going to do it as well. So first question is, what were your favorite animated TV shows as a kid? It's kind of interesting, I guess, for me because, well, I'm from Denmark, and we didn't have that much interesting TV when I was a kid. I remember we had this thing every Friday called the Disney Show, where I greatly enjoyed the Gummy Bears, I think they're called. And Danish Booby Bjorn. But honestly, as a kid, I mostly watched German TV, which was why it was kind of weird with the Danish stuff. What I mostly remember is watching... actually, Scooby-Doo I watched a fair deal, not in German, but... Dragon Ball I watched entirely in German. Digimon, Pokemon. I think I watched Sailor Moon. Yeah, so a lot of different stuff, and I don't know. I really enjoyed the. I learned German from speaking that. Or watching it, so that's kind of interesting. And still to the... Oh, yeah, and One Piece. One Piece is probably the biggest thing for me because I still watch it. It's still an ongoing series. There's like a million episodes, I think. Last one that came out was 817, and it is nowhere near done. I think the creator said that it will take at least... 9 or 10 years until it reaches its conclusion, which sounds absolutely insane. So, One Piece, Dragon Ball, Pokemon, Digimon, and the Gummy Bears, probably. But there were just so many good ones. Like, in the Disney show thing, it was the one with the Baloo where he was like a pilot and shit. Little Mermaid... had a show as well, I think. Or did she? I don't actually remember. Many good ones. And I don't actually know what live action TV is. So I'm going to Google that. What is live action TV? Oh, so is that like non, like just normal series, not Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids, but that was animated though. I don't know. Oh, that's with live action and animation. I'm more on live action adaptation TV tropes. Oh, okay. So it's from animation to movie. I suppose. I don't really know if I watched that many live action movies when I was a kid. Like, live action movies in the 90s. Ooh, Flubber. Remember the Titans was a pretty good one. And I mean, is this really live action? I don't know. Maybe I should just leave that question because I don't actually know what live action means. Live action definition. Action in films involving filming real people or animals as contrasted with animation or computer-generated effects. So it's like Transformers or what? I don't know. I don't think they had that much CGI and stuff back when I was a kid. I don't know. It's not that long ago, out of those shows, which characters were your favorite? Well, obviously, I can't really answer that unless we're talking about the still animated ones because the main protagonist of Dragon Ball, which was Goku, and One Piece, which is Monkey D. Well, I think we call him Ruffy, but it's pronounced Luffy, I guess. Are pretty great because they have a good sense of humor in them. But if we're talking about from live action movies, I obviously don't know. Did you spend a lot of time watching TV as a kid? Yeah, way too much. What is the weirdest, creepiest show you watched as a kid and liked? I think there was this weird Danish show. Yeah. Troldnebjerg. It was this weird Danish TV show about some trolls or ogres or whatever in a mountain. They're called Mims and Mums, and they lived in like a cave in a mountain. It was, oh my God. I mean, like looking at the pictures, it totally brings me back. But that was super fucking weird, like, honestly. I always remember looking at them and feeling grossed out, but I don't know why I watched it. Is there a TV show you watched as a kid that you can still watch now and think this is really good? Yeah, most of them, honestly. Like, I don't feel like the quality has really gone down all that much. And stellar movie taste, you know? Do I have a movie or a TV show I loved when I was a kid, but I watch it now and realize it's actually really bad? It would probably be like Happy Gilmore or something. It's honestly a terrible movie, but it's so bad to me that it's good. It's the one with Adam Sandler where he's like an idiot that can't play hockey and gets recruited by some black guys to play golf, and he ends up getting the black guy killed. Getting the black guy's hand bitten off by. A black guy, like, this semi-famous fucking actor. Name just eludes me right now. Like, I feel like he's a semi-famous actor at least. Stupid memory. Why is he not on the cast list? The fuck is that? Yeah, Carl Weathers. He's so good in that. It's all in the hips. It's all in the hips. Just a little tap. Just a little tap, tap, taparoo. So yeah, terrible. Honestly, a really shitty movie, but it's so bad it's good. Honestly, I like most of Sandler's stuff anyway. It's really shitty for the most part, but again, I don't feel like I have the most critical sense when it comes to movies. I just tend to enjoy them. Did I ever cry while watching a movie when I was a kid? Do I remember which one was the first one? So I don't remember which one was the first one, but I do remember crying at a movie. It was the one where he shrinks his kids. Is it Honey, I've Shrunk the Family or something? Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Yeah. Like, they get miniaturized and end up out in the garden and have to fight their way back. And, like, obviously, everything is difficult because you're tiny and grass is like giant forests and shit. And they end up meeting an ant, and it's like their pet for a while, but then at some point the ant has to fight a scorpion and the ant dies, and that made me so sad. Like, it made me cry so badly, and I was like, I remember I was out at my grandma's place watching it. It was probably during Christmas or something. Terrible. Could you do it? Which movie was my favorite as a kid? Is it still my favorite one of my... Well, so let's see. Because what do we count as kids? Because The Lord of the Rings came out in 2001, and I would still say I was a kid around then. You know, I wasn't quite a teen at that point, so if I could pick a choice, I would probably say Lord of the Rings. I know that doesn't really coincide with all the other things, but honestly, they were great movies. Loved them. Let's see. And a few Star Wars or... Yeah, like a few Star Wars movies also came out before I was actually a teenager. And then there were also the... I honestly don't remember that much watching movies and stuff, but I think Indiana Jones probably stands out. I would honestly probably say Indiana Jones. Is it still my favorite? No, not at all. Are they still totally watchable? Absolutely. I even like the later releases of it, even though people are like, it's so bad. When was the latest one? Was that in 2008? Is it that long ago? God dang it. Yeah, the Crystal Skull. Apparently, It's not that bad, honestly. But that's my opinion. I'm sure a lot of people would agree. Did you watch a horror movie when you were a kid that really terrified you? Yes. I watched a fucking terrible horror movie that scared the absolutely fucking bejesus out of me, okay? So I don't remember why. We were at some kind of quote unquote rare resort. It's like they're fairly common here. It's like the main building is like a water park, and then everyone that comes to the place lives in like a house. Like different houses for different families that rent in, and then they go and to the water park thing, or there's like other facilities too. You can play in like a playland, and there's like a resort for people that want to do beauty spa stuff, and there's like a thing for like people that want to do sports. That's also an option. So I don't know what that's called, but I remember we were at that, and it was, as far as I remember, late at night. Well, there are two movies that scared the fuck out of me, but no, three. But let's just start with this one and work our way up. So, because this one is definitely the worst one of them all, it was semi-late. I would probably say 11. I wasn't very old. I would say between the age of 6 and 10. We were watching this movie, and it's called Sleepwalkers, I believe. Yeah, Sleepwalkers. Absolutely terrible, like, what's it called? Costume-wise, looking back at it, but back then, it was scary as fuck. Like, this weird young dude that turns into a monster and sucks the life out of you to stay young. It scared the fuck out of me. And like when that lady fell out of the closet or whatever, when they opened it and she was like a skeleton. Oh, no. Now, on to a later point that was worse, almost, was when we decided to watch. It was like an evil to a Darkness Falls 2003. That was stupid. And the Chucky movies were also bad, but I can't remember when they were from. They were probably around the same Chucky movie. Yeah, they were somewhere in the same. They've been released all through like 20 years, 30 years, whatever. 20 years. But Darkness Falls, it's about, I don't remember why, but it's like an evil tooth fairy. And, you know, kids lose their teeth, put it under the pillow, and then the tooth fairy comes in and murders the fuck out of you. And the only thing that really stops it is light. So from that moment on, I was scared as fuck about darkness. Like, there were so many times at home where I would wake up in the middle of the night, either had to go pee or go check something. I don't remember why. And I would go out into the living room, but I would like make sure that I would turn the lights on everywhere I went, and I would sometimes just leave it burning because I was so scared of it. And then, like, there were certain areas of the house that you couldn't really turn the light off at the places that I wanted to, so I had to like sprint through the house to get into a lit area. It was bad. It was honestly really bad. But, you know, today it doesn't really matter. I don't give a fuck about darkness. But back then, holy shit, that was bad. And then Amityville Horror. I don't even have to look it up because that's what it's called. That was bad too. Like, that was a. I had nightmares about that for so long. Like, The Ring didn't really do it for me. Yes, it was scary, but it doesn't really, like, you have 7 days to live. Is that also The Grudge, or is The Grudge a different one? But that didn't really do much either. So, yeah, definitely movies that scared the titties off of me, I tell you. Was a fictional character animated or not your sexual awakening? No. No, it was not. Magazines that my mom brought home had, like, I don't know why, but people could, like, get 1,000 crowns for, like, for one picture, and then they would have, like, a little bio. This is my body size, blah, blah, like, measurements. I like this. I have or don't have a boyfriend. I work with this. I live here, blah, blah. I don't know why anyone would do it, but it's easy money, so that's probably why. I think that was my first exposure to dirty stuff that I could get my hands on the regular before I really discovered the beauties of the internet. So that was some good old, that was some good titters. And then at some point they also added a guy on the next page. That's, yeah, that's neither here nor there. If it were possible now, would I have sex with one of the characters from a show or a movie, I liked when I was a kid? No. Probably not. Because I can't really think of any that I would, so. No. Well, I hope you enjoyed this. I did. It was a nice nostalgic revisit of things I haven't really thought about for a while. So thank you, Lilith95. That was pretty awesome.